The Omaha Symphony will take the stage once again this weekend at the Joslin Art Museum on Sunday at 2 p.m. with a concert called Schubert V with Behel. In addition to Schubert's Fifth, maestro Ankush Kumar Behel says the concert features two works that aren't often performed in concert.
Oh, we're so excited to do another wonderful performance at the Joslin Art Museum. And this is a really wonderful program with really features so many members of the orchestra, which we're so excited about. It starts off with a piece by Boleslav Martinu called Toccata e due canzoni, which is a two-movement work. It really prominently features our principal keyboard player at the Omaha Symphony, Christy Zuniga. And we're excited about the piece because it's a modern work, relatively. It's written in the 20th century, but it's something that's not played very often, nor is it a composer that's played very often. Followed by that fantastic Martinu opener, we're going to play Janssen's Concerto for Two Bassoons, featuring our principal bassoon, James Compton, and our assistant principal, Nicholas Nelson. And this is something you don't hear every day, a double bassoon concerto. And it's actually a double bassoon concerto written in the classical style by someone who lived in Scandinavia during the 1700s. So it's a combination of a lot of different influences, a lot of different wonderful moments, and kind of nice origin of the piece. And we were so happy to feature them in a concert like this. So we are happy to say yes to do this fantastic work.
Maestro Behel says Schubert's Fifth is very special to him.
He's such a beautiful lyrical composer of melody and harmony. This Fifth Symphony is really just a little gem. It's kind of nicknamed the Mozartian because it falls back in a very classical style. But the melodies are anything but classical. It's typical Schubert. Empathy, pathos, energy, lightness. It's such a delicate, delightful is really the word I was looking for. It's such a delightful piece that the audience is not gonna leave the hall without a smile on their face.
Maestro Behel was happy to discover Heinrich Philipp Janssen, a composer he didn't know.
Yeah, he's not a composer that is regularly featured. And I try to take no shame when I don't know a composer, because guess what? There are a lot of wonderful composers throughout our history of Western classical music. And so it was actually a wonderful discovery, and I'm excited to present it.
Well, he was a harpsichord organist by trade, and he ended up traveling to Sweden as a harpsichordist in orchestra, and he stayed. And back in the 1700s when he was living, the big jobs were the cathedral organists, and I guess he shot right up the ladder. His big legacy is organ music and teaching. And he wrote a few concertos, I think a few violin concertos, a horn concerto, and the one for two bassoons are the only two wind concertos. And why? We have no idea why.
That's James Compton, principal bassoonist for the Omaha Symphony. James says this isn't the first time he was scheduled to perform the work.
We were supposed to do this right when COVID, we were slotted to do it. And like 2 weeks before we were going to do it, COVID hit and everything shut down. So it got rescheduled, and that's great. But I'd never heard of the piece. I'd never heard of the composer. And management, Danny Meyer and our manager said, hey, we found this piece. And we listened to it. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is really neat. Let's do it. And said, so, would you want to do it with Nick? And I go, yeah, let's do it.
Maestro Behel says the Omaha Symphony relishes the opportunity to bring less familiar works into the open.
The orchestra is going to maintain a place in a city, in a community that has to reflect that community and has to reflect a larger, wider palette of colors, composers, ethnicities, people of diverse backgrounds, sexes. We're actually curating that experience for you like a person at a like a curator at a museum. We're curating that experience. We're going through pieces of composers, making discoveries, and really bringing in the cream of the crop to program and present at the Omaha Symphony. So in essence, even though you might see a program where you don't know one or two of the works, you can trust that we've done the work to discover these awesome pieces, and we've only brought the best of the best. And that's the kind of trust we're trying to build at the Omaha Symphony.
Schubert V with Behel is this Sunday, November 14th at 2 p.m. at the Joslin. More information is available at omahasymphony.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.